Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio today a longtime friend of mine, in fact, a childhood friend of mine, a man that I've known over 50 years. And it's a privilege today to have Dr. Eddie Hyatt on. And Eddie holds a doctor of ministry from Regent University, where he majored in church history, spiritual renewal. He also holds the Master of Divinity and Master of Arts in historical theology from Oral Roberts University. Eddie has lectured on revival, church history, various biblical themes in churches, conferences, and some of the major educational institutes in the world, including Oxford University in England. He has authored several books, including 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, which is used as a textbook in colleges and seminaries around the world. Eddie is the founder of the Revive America Project, whose purpose is to lay the biblical and historical foundations for another great spiritual awakening in our land. Eddie makes his home in Grapevine, Texas, where he resides with his wife of 39 years, Susan, who is his partner in life and ministry. Eddie, welcome to BPN Radio today.
Hey, Dale, thank you. I'm so glad to be so blessed to be here with you.
And
we go back a long way.
We go back to we go way back to Cotton County, Oklahoma.
And Walters, Oklahoma.
Yeah. And of course, your mom and dad were wonderful friends of ours. I preached one of my first revivals back in 1967 for your mother and father. Great couple. And of course, your brothers were great friends of ours. So the Hyatt family has been a part of our lives for many years. And it's so good to have you on today. And I know that you you are a man that's studied charismatic history for 2,000 years. And let's talk about revival, because I know that that you have a project now called Revive America. And just tell me what's going on and what you see happening in America concerning revival. I've been praying now for a long time. And
yes, I know, Dale, and I really appreciate your passion and prayers for revival. And, you know, this Revive America project, it really started back in 2010. And at that time, I had just sort of given up hope that America would ever see another great national spiritual awakening that would impact and change the direction of the entire nation. We had seen revival in the, you know, in the 90s and on up afterwards, but they seemed to be mostly local, regional, didn't have some of them just within the four walls of the church. And then there were a lot of just duplicate revivals, hyped, man-made revivals. And I had just given up hope that we would see the kind of revival that would change the culture of this country and revive the churches of America and stem the tide of false religion and immorality that seems to be flooding our land. But God apprehended me one Saturday. He surprised me and apprehended me one Saturday afternoon and restored my hope that our nation can see another great spiritual awakening. And Dale, it happened like this. And you're probably familiar with, because you spent a lot of time in Oklahoma.
Yes.
I had an invitation to speak for some friends of mine who were pastoring a Church of God in Kingfisher, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know where that's
at. Yeah, and they had built a new building. They asked me to come over and speak at the dedication. And this was, I think, in July of 2010. So I was going to drive over on Saturday. It was a hot, sunny day. Got in my car, pulled out on the highway for about a 2.5-hour drive. And without expecting it, in no way even thinking or praying or expecting it, I got out on the highway and my mind started being flooded with positive, hopeful thoughts of faith that America could see another great spiritual awakening. And it just seemed that my car, my vehicle, was filled with God's presence. I just felt wrapped in God's presence, and my mind was flooded with these thoughts of hope and expectation that America could see another great spiritual awakening. And this continued for the entire drive. I was hardly aware of my surroundings. And by the time I got to my hotel, I could hardly wait to get inside and get out my computer and start writing down these thoughts and concepts that were coming to me. And this experience, this what I know was a visitation of the Lord, continued far into the night. And out of that came my book, America's Revival Heritage, where I document that this nation was birthed out of a great spiritual awakening. And Dale, that day, two things happened through that visitation of the Lord. First of all, my hope was renewed that we can see another great spiritual awakening in our land. Secondly, I saw for the first time, even though I had studied the first great awakening in colonial America, for the first time through this experience, I saw that there was a direct connection between the first great awakening and the founding of the nation. And so, again, out of that came my book, America's Revival Heritage, in which I document this fact that America was actually birthed out of a great spiritual awakening. And I think it was last spring, last year, I won't go into detail, but through a series of providential events, I put together a PowerPoint presentation documenting the same thing about how America was birthed out of a great spiritual awakening. And I began to open the way, to God began to open the way to do these Revive America events. The first one, I presented last fall in the Capital District of New York, the capital, Albany, Schenectady, New York. And I thought it was interesting, I think even providential. I was told there that the that area, the Capital District of New York, was recently identified by George Barna as the most post-Christian America in the most post-Christian area in America. So I thought it was appropriate that the first Revive America event took place in what has been identified as the most post-Christian area of America. So, Dale, I have hope and expectation for this coming year. Yes, I'm not oblivious to the world in which we live, and I know there will be challenges in the year ahead, but I also know that God is still on his throne. Jesus is still at his right hand. The Holy Spirit is still being poured out. So I am entering this year with great hope and expectations for what God will do in the coming days.
Well, Eddie, I know that you're a great historian. So what were the ingredients on the first and second awakenings in America that brought revival? What were the ingredients, and what do we need to look for a third great awakening?
I would say a couple of things that I would mention in the first great awakening. And you know, the first pilgrims to America who came in the early 1600s, they were very devout followers of Jesus. They were revivalists. They were reformers. They were being persecuted in their homeland because they wanted to follow the Bible. They wanted to see a restoration of the Christianity of the New Testament, and that is why they came to America there in the early 1600s. And even in what's called the Mayflower Compact, they state that they have come to this new land. Two things they say: for the glory of God and for the advancement of the Christian faith. But as often happens, second and third generations of these pilgrims, Puritans, did not have the same commitment and the same vision as their forefathers and foremothers. One Puritan pastor put it like this. He said, religion gave birth to prosperity, and the daughter devoured the mother. What he's saying is that first generation, they were people. They had a work ethic. They worked hard. They trusted God. They prayed. They would have days of what they called humiliation and prayer. And their faith in God and their hard work produced prosperity in their lives. But then their children and their grandchildren, they begin to focus in on the prosperity as a goal, and that became what they were seeking and pursuing. And that's why this pastor said that their religion, their faith, gave birth to prosperity, but then the daughter devoured the mother. So by the time the early 1700s rolled around, colonial America was in a very backslidden state. People describe the country as being spiritually indifferent. And also, there is much immorality and lewdness. And what happened, there were people who were concerned and they begin to do what you're doing, Dale, and this is why I think what you're doing is so important. They begin to, different people, now it wasn't widespread, but there were a few. They begin to set aside times of prayer and fasting and even days of prayer and asking God to pour out his spirit upon the land. And the answer did not come the first year, even the second year, or the third year. This went on for several years until in 1726, God began to answer from heaven, and there came a mighty awakening that transformed colonial America. In fact, entire towns repented. One of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, you know, it's questionable about his, you know, his Christianity. I believe there is evidence that he did, before he died, have a personal relationship with God through Jesus, but that is still debated. But nonetheless, he wrote in his autobiography about when this awakening came to Philadelphia. He said, from being thoughtless and indifferent about religion, it seems that the whole world is going religious. He said, so that you can't walk through the town without hearing people praying and praising God coming from houses on every street. Now, as we can see from what Benjamin Franklin said, this was not just a nice meeting going on inside of a little church building.
Right, right.
He said, you can't walk through the town on any street. You go down any street walking through the town, and you will hear people singing and praising God coming from houses on every street.
Yeah.
This awakening transformed entire cities and towns, and this is what gave birth to our country, Dale, and this is what we have to realize. And so I commend you for your emphasis on prayer, because that was a key. And I would say that the other key was the message that they preached. And so I think it's very important that we really recover the gospel message. There was a Harvard professor, a late Harvard professor. He was an atheist, but someone has called him a fair-minded atheist. And he was a recognized expert on Puritanism and early American history. Anyway, he said the Declaration of Independence of 1776 was a direct result of the preaching of the evangelist of the Great Awakening, not just the act of preaching, but the message they preached. So I would say, first of all, there was a remnant of people who really gave themselves to prayer and seeking God for a renewal of the original vision of this country. Then the message, what was the message? Well, here are some things, you know, Dale, that I have distilled in the message that they preached. First of all, God to them was a great, majestic, and holy God who deserved the honor and respect of every human being upon earth. If you read their sermon, they talk about God in tones of awe and reverence. They don't talk about God flippantly or frivolously. God is a majestic and awesome and holy being to whom we all owe our respect and honor and all that we have. Secondly, they taught that we are part of a human race, that Adam's race is a fallen race, that the human race is separated from God, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are in need of God's salvation. And of course, and they emphasize that the only way that a person can be saved is through Jesus Christ. But they emphasize the fallenness of humanity, and that God would be just, would have been just in sending the whole human race to hell. In other words, it would have been right, it would have been just, because of our sins and our rebellion against God, that no angels in heaven would have complained that God had sent the human race to hell, because it would have been right and just for him to do that because of our sin and our rebellion. But this is where they taught the grace of God, that God somehow in his goodness and grace, God sent his own son. God himself came to earth, provided the sacrifice that was necessary, and that there is only one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ. And they also, they called it digging up the old foundations. In other words, they emphasized that a person cannot be saved just because their families were Christian, just because they're a member of a church, just because They are an outstanding citizen in society. Just because they're successful in their business, just because they're a church member, they emphasize that those are faulty foundations and that the only way a person can be saved is coming and putting their entire trust in Jesus Christ. So theirs was a very Christ-centered message. I thought it was interesting in Benjamin Franklin's autobiography. I think he was maybe he was speaking with a bit of hyperbole about George Whitefield, with whom he became friends, the most famous preacher of awakening.
Yeah.
But he emphasizes how Whitefield was emphasizing the fallenness of the human race, and he said he was so surprised that the people loved and respected Whitefield so much because in Benjamin Franklin's words, he said he commonly abused them, telling them that they were no better than half beast and half devil. But what Whitefield was doing was emphasizing that their sinfulness outside of Christ, their fallenness, and how much they needed a Savior.
Yeah.
And they emphasize, you know, that you can't trust in church membership. You can't trust in your family pedigree. You can only trust in Jesus Christ. So, Dale, I think it was prayer, and I think also that they really recovered the essence of the gospel message. And this is important because what did Paul say in Romans 1:16? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel, is the power of God and salvation.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure we're really preaching that New Testament gospel message today.
Yeah. Well, I believe that God did it once, twice in America, and I too agree that I'm believing for a third awakening. That's why I'm praying. Talk for a couple of minutes about your Revive America project. What is involved in that, and what's happening with that?
Well, the statement I have, I have a blog called the Revive America Project, and my description for it is laying the biblical and historical foundations for another great spiritual awakening in our land. So, you know, there are many people, Dale, that I got an email from someone just recently rebuked me for talking about another great awakening, and because their eschatology, their theory, their doctrine of the end times does not allow for there to be any last days revival. They only focused on those scriptures that talk about the love of many waxing cold, perilous times, and so on.
Yeah.
But what I tell people, yes, that is true. But the very same Bible says, it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Yeah.
So I try to show the biblical basis for believing God for a great spiritual awakening, but also the historical basis for believing it for America. And this is where I emphasize and document America's overt Christian foundings. And this is very important because, as George Orwell said in his famous book, 1984, whoever controls the past controls the future.
Yeah.
And that is why there has been an overt attempt by secularists to rewrite America's history and to remove the Christian underpinnings of this nation's founding and this nation's past. So I know that it is very important to lay this historical foundation as well as the biblical foundation. And so this is what I am doing with this Revive America project. And I go into, Dale, I'm going in wherever God opens the door. I go in, and in 3 to 5 sessions, I present this PowerPoint overhead presentation documenting America's overt Christian beginnings out of a great spiritual awakening, and how all of the founders, to one degree or another, were impacted by this awakening. And I call people to repentance and to pray and ask God and to join you, people like you and others, in praying for another great awakening in our land. So that's a brief summary of my Revive America project.
Well, Eddie, I'm really encouraged by your belief that we're going to have another awakening, another outpouring of the Holy Spirit revival across America. And, of course, I'm believing it's going to happen in 1,000 cities in America. And tell us, in a moment I want you to pray, but tell the people how they can reach you, get in touch with you, because I know you have lots of materials, lots of historical books and revival tapes and videos, and just how can people reach you, Eddie?
Well, there's different ways. I can go to my website, which is just my name, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. They can connect with me on Facebook. Just look up Eddie Hyatt on Facebook. I have a blog called Revive America. They can just Google Revive America, and they'll find my blog. If they want to email me, my email is Dr. Eddie Hyatt, DrEddieHyatt at gmail.com. If you just Google my name, Eddie Hyatt, it will bring up my website and my blogs and different things. So that's an easy way to connect.
Okay, well, I really...
And my books are also on Amazon. If anybody wants to check out my books on Amazon, they're all on Amazon also.
Some incredible books, and you have gone to great lengths and efforts to record charismatic history and what God has done in the awakenings, and I'm so thankful for you. I want you to pray, however the Holy Spirit leads you, I want you to pray concerning America, concerning revival, and here on BPN Radio, and we're going to set ourselves in agreement with you.
Okay, and Dale, I want to just say to the listeners that I appreciate your passion and your commitment to prayer and to this radio network and to praying for another great spiritual awakening in our land and around the world. And may God add thousands of people and churches to this network to pray. And I know we're going to see great and mighty things in the days ahead. So Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to be together with my longtime friend Dale Gentry here on BPN Radio. Lord, I pray for every person who is listening today to our voice. I pray that you will, for anyone that the fire has gone down, I pray that you will rekindle the fire of God, the passion of God. You'll rekindle that first love that they once knew, oh God. Rekindle the fire and the passion of our love and commitment to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will revive the churches of America, that you will turn the hearts of your people back to you, and you will rekindle the fires of revival that have burned in this nation from its very beginnings. God, by your Spirit, rekindle those fires of revival again and let them burn across this nation and jump the oceans into other nations. We pray, and I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie. And of course, I highly endorse your ministry. I've known you for so long, and I know that you would be a blessing to any church, any pastor, or any group that might invite you to minister to them and for them. And so I appreciate you being on the broadcast today, and we'll continue to agree for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Thank you so much for being on BPN Radio.
And thank you, Dale. God bless you.
God bless you.